Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 through 15 and verses 19 through 23. The Reverend Doug Gribbenaw is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading this day comes to us from the Gospel of St. Matthew in chapter 2, beginning with verse 13. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." And he rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, so that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled, that he would be called a Nazarene. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. On this day, the Church remembers and gives thanks for Saint Joseph. As we sang, the guardian of our Lord, who faithfully taught Jesus through craft and deed and word. Yet interestingly, Holy Scripture never records a spoken word from Joseph, but we come to know him because of what he does. When the angel speaks, he rises. When danger threatens, he moves. When the Lord redirects him, he listens. His life is quiet, steady, faithful. And through that quiet faithfulness, God protects his child who has come to save you. If we think of these moments, it's actually easy to picture Joseph waking his family in the night, gathering what little they have, guiding them down unfamiliar roads, and then later bringing them home again. The kinds of things that any parent would do out of love and duty. But in Joseph's case, these ordinary actions carry extraordinary weight. Through Joseph's obedience, the Heavenly Father preserves his son so that nothing, not Herod, not exile, not fear, nothing can disrupt the mission for which Christ has come. Joseph's faithfulness isn't the center of the gospel, but it is a frame for us whereby the gospel we see to be revealed. His obedience is a human setting for the divine work of redemption. Joseph rises with the word, without hesitation, and thanks be to God. But how often do we find ourselves lacking in this regard? You know how often you hesitate, how easily fear or pride or the danger of lack of comfort, something difficult, how that can slow your steps, how quickly we often look for our own solutions instead of maybe listening to God's word. Now, Herod's violence is extreme, but the same impulse to protect your own kingdom, your own control, the things of your own little fiefdom, that same sinfulness lies in each of our hearts as well. We are not naturally aligned with God's will. In a very real sense, we are, in our own ways, exiles, wandering, fearful, unable to find our way home. Now, Joseph's obedience matters because it preserves the one whose obedience saves. See, Jesus does not just sympathize with our condition. He steps into it fully. He takes the weight of our guilt, the judgment that our sin deserves, the death that awaits each and every sinner. And in taking what is yours, well, he gives you what is his. Innocence, righteousness, life. The heart of the gospel, Christ takes your sin and gives you his righteousness. He enters this exile so that we may enter his home. Carries what would crush you, places upon you what only he can give. The cross is not only the place where sin is condemned, but where sinners like us are restored. The empty tomb is not only Christ's victory, it is the gateway through which he carries us into life everlasting. In our reading, Joseph's arms carry the child, whose own arms would outstretch to carry the sins of the world. Joseph shelters the one who will shelter you beneath his mercy. Joseph brings Jesus home so that Jesus may bring you home to the Father. And Joseph's calling as husband and guardian, it is remarkably ordinary and yet divinely extraordinary. In him, we see how God works through folks like you and me. Your own vocations, parent, spouse, worker, neighbor, these are places where God's faithfulness is at work in you for others. The same God who spoke to Joseph speaks to you still in his holy word, the word preached, the word in the waters of holy baptism, the word that brings us the true body and most precious blood of Jesus in the sacramental union of his holy supper. Not symbols, living an active delivery of Christ's gifts. And just as Joseph's obedience did not justify him, your obedience does not justify you. The righteousness that stands before God is Christ's righteousness that he has given to you by grace through faith. Because Christ was obedient, even to the point of death, even death on a cross. And these truths are not background information. These are the way that the church lives, prays, and walks in the gospel. Joseph once lifted Jesus into his arms to carry him through danger, through exile, through uncertainty, just as God the Father had willed, preserving them all, guiding their steps so that nothing would hinder the saving work of his Son. And now it is that Jesus carries you. The waters of holy baptism, he drew you up from those blessed waters, made you his own, bearing you out of bondage to sin and to death, leading you out of fear, bringing you into forgiveness, out of exile, into home, out of death, and into life. In baptism, he delivered you his kingdom, that greater promised land. And for we who stand on this side of glory, the journey yet continues. But because of Christ, the destination is secure. And thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.